9 FM W260 CV Racine and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by Dell Small Business.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Kansas City Chiefs fans are reliving the nightmare of a deadly shooting at yesterday's Super Bowl victory parade.
People around us were diving to the ground, so we all just, we started running down a hallway, and there were a bunch of kids, and my sister and I were running, telling them, get down, get down.
Police say they've detained three people and recovered at least one gun, but so far no arrests after a local radio DJ was killed and more than 20 others wounded, including nine children. Officials say some of those injuries are life-threatening. Law enforcement sources tell CBS News the shooting may have been sparked by an argument. Police in Southern Ontario, California, say they've charged an 18-year-old student with plotting to shoot up his high school. Chief Michael Lorenz.
He researched tactical supplies and was in the process of choosing a specific date to carry out the school shooting. He was so obsessed with our response times that he Google mapped how far it would be from the Ontario Police Department for our response time to the school.
We've learned intelligence officials have briefed Congress on a Russian plan to develop a nuclear-capable weapon in space. CBS's Ed O'Keefe.
Is related to the launch of a Russian rocket last week carrying a top-secret military payload that is now in orbit. The U.S. has been tracking Russian attempts to develop a nuclear-capable weapon that could take down U.S. satellites, knocking out the ability to communicate.
Russia calls the story a malicious fabrication. Donald Trump will be in the spotlight today in court cases from north to south. He's expected to be in a New York courtroom for a pretrial hearing in a criminal case involving an alleged cover-up of payment to Stormy Daniels. There will also be a hearing in Georgia to decide whether Fulton County District Attorney Fani Willis will be disqualified from trying Mr. Trump over misconduct allegations involving her relationship with a special prosecutor. At the same time, special counsel Jack Smith urging the Supreme Court to let Mr. Trump's election interference case proceed to trial without delay. CBS News legal contributor Jessica Levinson.
Jack Smith knows that any delay is a victory for the former president. The longer the trials against the former president are delayed, the better it is for him because of the electoral calendar.
Reading, writing, and no politics? National study from RAND this morning finds nearly two-thirds of K-12 public school teachers in the U.S. are limiting lessons on political and social topics like gender identity over fears of parents' complaints on the possibility of losing their jobs. S&P futures up 5. This is CBS News.
This year, Dell Technologies wants to help you do amazing things with their best tech, like the XPS 13 Plus, powered by Intel Core processors. Amazing prices await at Dell.com/deal.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wiggehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A new set of district boundaries for the state legislature waits for Governor Evers' signature. Republican lawmakers passed Evers' maps Tuesday. Democrats, like Senator Jeff Smith, say Republicans only did it to beat the Wisconsin Supreme Court to the job.
Throwing the will of the people out the door and going right back to the old ways of the legislature protecting themselves, the majority protecting themselves.
The High Court says Wisconsin's current maps are unconstitutional. First Lady Jill Biden is coming to Wisconsin on Friday. She'll be in Green Bay talking about career-oriented learning in high school and college. Jill Biden is a teacher herself at Northern Virginia Community College. The event is not open to the public. President Joe Biden was in Wisconsin in both December and January as the state is seen as pivotal in the upcoming presidential election. I'm Nate Wiggehout, Civic Media News.
The Bucks hit the road. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks are in Memphis tonight against the Grizzlies. So far this month, the Bucks have a record of 3-4. They remain in third place in the Eastern Conference behind the Celtics and the Cavaliers. After the game, Giannis Antetokounmpo and teammate Damian Lillard head to Indianapolis, the site of this year's NBA All-Star Game, inside Lucas Oil Stadium, the home of the Colts. The tip-off is Sunday night at 7 o'clock. Baseball. The Brewers making a trade yesterday with the Yankees, sending 27-year-old lefty Clayton Andrews to New York. In return, they get a prospect, 19-year-old right-hander Joshua Quezada, who was impressive in the Dominican leagues. The Brewers pitchers and catchers report today, some new players, and a new manager, Pat Murphy, who was the bench coach, and talked about just how valuable closing pitcher Devin Williams is.
I've been with the Brewers now, I think, 9 years. You talk about blessed, you know what I mean? Think of the other guys before Devin. But Devin, I think, is the most underrated of all.
That's the Brewers' new manager, Pat Murphy. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
A little light rain and snow this morning, then gradual clearing. We'll get to a high of 37 by late this morning, and then temperatures are going to drop back into the low 30s here by late afternoon. The wind, northwest 10 to 20, gusting to 30 or 35 here by later today. Tonight, cloudy 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Hey, everybody, it's Todd Elmo. Thursday on the show, we have Doug Moe, author and columnist, on a brand new project on the Civic Media Radio Network.
On air, online, and on the Civic Media app.
Battle stations, everybody. Let's go, go,
this
go, go,
is 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
No one wants a salad. We have to be tricked into eating salad. You want a salad? No, no. You can go to the salad bar. Bar? Is there going to be booze and women there? I don't understand the appeal of the salad bar. I go out to dinner so I don't have to make my own food. Why do I want to make my own salad? Here's our salad bar, and over there's our dishwashing bar. The kids can wash all the dishes they want. That's a good deal. You ever see the items they have at the salad bar? They got lettuce, tomatoes, a tub of chocolate pudding. Who's putting chocolate pudding on their salad? What is this, Fear Factor?
It's a beautiful morning. I think I'll go outside for a while. Just smile. Just taking some clean, fresh air for me. Stay inside. If the weather's fine and you got the time.
And a beautiful morning. Well, maybe not so beautiful. We've got some slush out there this morning in Racine. It's all slushy and yucky and blah. Some flurries falling right now. So after that, rain and snow comes to an end. We'll have a gradual clearing today with a high near 37. Increasing cloudiness tonight, lows 24. And it looks like tomorrow, cloudy with a high near 30. Good news, though, for the weekend. Sunny Saturday and Sunday with a high in the 30s, near 40 on Sunday. In sports, the Bucks in Memphis tonight. Game time, 7 p.m. on WRJN Radio. Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine is going to be here in the next hour. It should be fun talking about the new issue of Our Wisconsin Magazine. If you haven't seen that yet, it's a high-gloss magazine that deals with every corner of Wisconsin. Great stories about people, places, and things going on in Wisconsin. Really nice magazine, Our Wisconsin. 6:08 this morning, and, you know, the reason I started with this song, A Beautiful Morning, this morning, because of all the stuff going on. We had that tragic shooting yesterday in Kansas City, right outside Union Station. My wife and I were at Union Station in Kansas City. It's a real train station, but it's also a museum there. And so we went in there, because we've been to a couple of Union Stations, Chicago, Kansas City, and we went to one more, I forget where it was, St. Louis, I think. Union Station, and just that every time the news comes on, there's more people that were victims of that shooting. 8 children. The person who got killed was a radio disc jockey. I guess he was in the, for the celebration for the Kansas City Chiefs. It's just so sad that this stuff happens. And they didn't get the guys yet who did it. They arrested some people, but I don't know if they did it or not. Oh, so sad. Then you've got that story yesterday. People waiting in a hospital emergency room when a car comes crashing through the front of the emergency room, kills somebody, and injures a bunch of others. The people were in the emergency room to begin with because something was wrong. Now something's really wrong. So that happened yesterday. And if you just heard the news a little while ago, now they're talking about Russian nuclear attacks on satellite. What the heck is going on? Holy mackerel. And I'm tired of hearing about Donald Trump and his court cases already. I'm tired of hearing about Joe Biden can't remember his name. And, oh, enough already. We just need some good news. Oh, man, we need some good news. All right, here's some good news. Gradual clearing today. That's you just need one little bit of good news. Gradual clearing and a sunny, gorgeous weekend. That's good news. And next week, we're giving away tickets to the Racine Theater Guild for their new production of Now and Then. That's some good news. I like that. That's about it. No other good news this morning. I'm trying to think. Today's Thursday. I hope you had a good Valentine's Day yesterday. My wife and I went to the movies last night and saw the new Bob Marley movie, One Love. It was terrible. I thought it was terrible. But it was the first time in years we had talkers in the theaters. It wouldn't shut up. You know, when you get a theater, there weren't a lot of people in. People think they could just talk. And anyway, so it wasn't. I didn't like the movie. I'm sure a lot of people will like it. It had good music in it, Bob Marley music. But it's a very thick Jamaican accent, and I couldn't understand it. Movie actors tend to mumble anyway in movies. Interesting, though, when I was watching the credits at the end, I always watch the credits. The producer of the movie, Brad Pitt. All right, that's kind of surprised me. And it talked about his later life, you know, and they kept switching back and forth from when he was a little kid to that. It just, it was losing me, and I couldn't understand it. And I don't know. The acting was good. The guy who played Bob Marley was fantastic. I mean, I give credit where credit's due. He was just a knockout in that performance. He was Bob Marley in that film. So, but I didn't like it. No. John Krasinski. Remember John Krasinski? I'm going to talk about this with tomorrow when we have Brett Hoffman here from Marcus Theaters. John Krasinski, he was Jim on The Office. Remember Jim and Pam? Yeah, he was Jim. He's become a big director. He's got two movies coming out in the next few months. Two movies. One is kind of an interesting movie that has to do with a family that's got animated creatures living in their house with them. It's called If, I-F. And the other one is A Quiet Day. A Quiet Place, Day One. That looks good. I remember A Quiet Place Parts 1 and 2 we saw. Now they have A Quiet Place, Day One. Both directed by John Krasinski. And I think he appears in both of them, too. So, what a talented guy. Who knew Jim from The Office would be the next big super director? Well, congratulations to him. 13 minutes after 6 o'clock, WRJN Radio. A poll found 1 in 8 people have strategically timed their resignation to cause maximum disruption for their employer. For example, you're ready to quit, but you know your boss is really needing you for that big sales meeting next Thursday, so you wait until Wednesday and you quit. Or here on radio, you wait until right before you go on the air and then you quit. I never did that. The most common ways we quit are in person, over email, and 19% have ghosted a boss, which means no communication, just didn't show up. I've seen that happen in this business before. Yeah, you say, oh, gee, where's Bob? Oh, Bob's not here anymore. 1 in 10 have also quit via text message. More than half of us have wanted to yell or tell our boss off while quitting, but held back. Even people who've done it don't feel bad about it. 95% of us don't regret anything we've said while quitting a job. Sometimes we hold back just to be nice. 1 in 6 people have lied on their feedback. You know, after you leave the company, they want some feedback. You've lied on there just to spare their boss's feelings. In all my years in radio, and it's a lot of years, a lot, I've only quit one job in anger, and that was most recently. It was here in Wisconsin at the station. I quit in anger because the program director was being a real jerk. And the general manager of the radio station was telling me how awesome I was. It was wonderful. Then I quit. And she said, well, I'm very disappointed in you. I'm just disappointed in you. You're get out of here. I don't need your 2-week notice. 24 hours ago, I was awesome. Now I'm a pariah. But yeah, I'm glad I left. The PD there was being a real jerk. But in all my years, and I've left radio stations before, but I've never quit in anger. I've always sat down and said, listen, this is why I want to leave. And I hope you understand. And, well, it's been fine. You know, there are a couple of stations that said, please don't. What can we do to change things? And there's nothing you can do. It's not you. It's me. The George Costanza line. It's not you. It's me. Only one interesting, when I left the station in Atlanta I was at, I told them I was leaving, and they said, well, what can we do to make you happy and stay? And I didn't want to stay. So they gave me a going away party, which was nice. It was the big corporation headquarters for Cox Broadcasting. They own newspapers, radio, TV all over the country. And they held this big thing in the boardroom, a big lunch for me. Then the general manager gets up, and this is when I was moving to Milwaukee. And he says, we wish Don the best. He, in a real southern accent, he was talking like this. I wish Don the best. We all do. I don't know why he's leaving. I think he's making a big mistake, but we wish him the best anyway. Well, thank you for that. The endearing testimonial and goodbye message. You know, I understand. People don't like when people leave because, you know, they either like you, you're doing a good job, or you're hard to replace or whatever, something like that. But, you know, people move on. And it was just time for me to move on. I wasn't a southerner, it's mainly, but they were selling the company. And they were sending me to a radio station in the company I didn't want to go to. It was in Atlanta, but I didn't want to go to that station. It turns out they never sold the company. They stopped it. I probably should have stayed there. There were other stations where I quit, and a few months later they came back to me, and two stations they came back to me and said, you know, can you reconsider? Well, no, I started my new job. I don't think I can reconsider. So anyway, it's not good to quit in anger, but this one time I had to. It was just, it's a technical reason why I had to, and it won't make sense to you if I tell you the story. But he was being a jerk. He was a jerk after I left, too. And, you know, I wish him well. Just don't involve me in your life. So I talked to the owner of the station, called me when I quit. This was the most recent one. He called me. And he said, why didn't you come to me? I said, to go to you, I would have had to go over the program director's head and the general manager's head. And that wouldn't have been good. He said, you should have come to me. And I said, well, maybe, but it's all over now. And he was a nice guy. The owner's very nice. But, you know, what are you going to do? You move on, you move on. For all the whining about Taylor Swift ruining football, you should know that she was only on your TV screen for 54 seconds on Sunday. Now, the game lasted 4 hours, 8 minutes. She was only on 54 seconds. She took up 0.36%, not even 1%. A third of 1% of the game. 54 seconds she was on. I don't even think it's a third if you do the math. That's what somebody did the math here for me. But, yeah, she was only on 54 seconds, and they're like, ah, she ruined this whole Super Bowl. She didn't do any. First of all, she didn't put herself on TV. The network put her on TV. She didn't do it. All right. The suspect pulls a knife during a robbery at a convenience store in Washington State. Then the store owner comes out, scares him off by pulling a bigger knife, a machete. And when I read this story, it reminded me of that scene from Crocodile Dundee, when the guy pulls a knife, and Crocodile Dundee pulls a bigger knife. He goes to the guy. He said, "That's not a knife. This is a knife. It's some giant murder weapon." He pulls out. That's what this reminds me of. 618 WRJN, a Civic Media station. I'm Don Rosen. Thanks for joining us here, Hometown Radio, refreshed on your Thursday morning.
This is News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. Go ahead, feel your engine. Admire that perfectly installed exhaust. Your vehicle's moving along this freeway like it was made from fresh installs and a whole lot of love. With eBay Motors, you get over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Can I get a weight reading on the cat in exam 3?
Zuri needs a new vet tech after their current one literally moved to a farm. But finding an ideal replacement takes some training.
This is like herding cats.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Schedule virtual interviews and talk to candidates right from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
You're listening to WRJN, Racine and Kenosha's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabba.
Sunshine go away today. I don't feel much like dancing. Some man's gone, he's tried to run my life. He don't know what he's asking. When he tells me I better get in line, when I grow up, I'm gonna make it mine. These ain't dues I've been paying. Well, how much does it cost? I'll buy it. The time is all we've lost. I'll try it. And he can't even run his own life. I'll be damned if he'll run mine.
It's 621 at WRJN Radio. You know that song by Jonathan Edwards you're hearing now, Sunshine? That song came about because he put together an album, and it was a little short. So they put together, he said, I need a two-minute song, and he came up with that song. And, of course, that was the only hit on the whole album. Speaking about albums and music, Beyonce dominating the country music news cycle right now with talks of her putting out a country album. Her fans are pushing her music harder than ever. But this one Oklahoma radio station was not afraid to lay down the law. Some requested the song. Beyonce's new country song, Texas Hold'em, on KYKC in Oklahoma. And they replied, hi, we don't play Beyonce on KYKC. We're a country music station. Oh, that's good. That'll get you listeners and goodwill. I heard the song. Earl Ingram played it yesterday. I liked it. First of all, when he played it, I didn't know it was Beyonce. He just used it as bumper music. And I said, wow, that's a good song. What is that? And then he said it was Beyonce, Texas Hold'em. I liked it. Maybe I'll dig it up and can play it. I think it's a good song, but what, we don't play Beyonce King, we play country music. By the way, there have been artists that have come out with country songs that were pop artists, and I'm sure they played them just because her name was Beyonce, they don't want to play it. That's stupid. It's a good song. You should play it. Maybe you might make some new listeners. That's the problem on the radio. They get program directors like that and the jerk I worked for. All right, someone posted a list of the top health questions each state Googles more than other states. Here's what they Google in California. Why do I keep yawning? Well, maybe your state is boring. Did you ever think of that? What happens if you eat mold? That comes from the state of Florida. You really need to know that? You're not supposed to eat mold. You should know that. And can you live without a spine? That came from Kentucky. Can you live without a spine? I don't think you'd want to. It would mean you're, you know, just a bowl of jelly if you don't have a spine. Showbiz news. Bryan Cranston and his brother were once wanted for murder back in the 1970s. There was an APB out for them on and everything. You know, they were going after them. But the real killer was caught before they even knew about it. Kate Hudson, part of the school choir at the beginning of the movie Home Alone 2. Now, she still gets residuals every once in a while in the amount of 10 cents. Katy Perry says the upcoming season of American Idol will probably be her last one because she needs to, quote, feel the pulse of my own beat. I have no idea what she's talking about. The trailer for Deadpool and Wolverine racked up 365 million views in its first 24 hours, easily breaking the record for the most viewed trailer of all time. This is interesting. According to a new book out, Bea Arthur thought her Golden Girls co-star Betty White was two-faced. Ooh, I'd like to hear the rest of that story. And we mentioned Beyonce announcing her country album. Now, Brian Wilson of the Beach Boys' long-lost country album finally being released sometime next year. I wonder if that station in Oklahoma will play a Brian Wilson song.
We don't play Brian Wilson. We play country music.
All right. Yeah, that'll get you. I'm going to dig that song up. I hope it's available somewhere. Yeah, I liked it. I didn't know it was Beyonce. He was just playing it, and I said, that's a good song. He says, Beyonce. All right, we found a list of celebrities whose real names might surprise you. Stevie Wonder. Steveland Judkins is his real name. You didn't think his last name was Wonder, did you? Yeah. All right. Nicki Minaj. Now, her name is Onika Mirage, which is close to Nicki Minaj. Bruno Mars, Peter Hernandez, Demi Moore is Demetra Gynes. Pat Benatar. Now, this one's going to be tough. It's a long Polish name. Patricia Andrzejewski. I think that's how you pronounce that. Michael Caine is Maurice Micklewhite. Alicia Keys, Alicia Cook. I kind of like Alicia Cook. Why she didn't keep that name? That's a good name. Tina Fey is Elizabeth Fey, which is really, you know, that's really the same thing. And Jamie Foxx is Eric Bishop. I like Jamie Foxx's name, but I like Eric Bishop better. Yeah, sometimes they change their names. And by the way, Don Rosen is my real name. I didn't use my real name at the first station I was in Milwaukee because when I was in Atlanta, they didn't like Don Rosen. They said, too Jewish sounding. You can't use that name in Georgia. This was back in the 70s. So they maybe changed my name to my middle name, Stephen. And so when I came up here to Milwaukee, they made me keep it. When I went to my next station in Milwaukee, I went back to Rosen. I don't like using a fake name. Some people do, you know. But I didn't like it. Here are five things you might be doing at work without realizing they're probably annoying your fellow coworkers. Eating smelly food. Asking too many questions, being a slob in common areas, interrupting a lot of people, and talking to people in the bathroom while they're in one of the stalls. Can you spare a square? Smelly food, and I think I talked about this before. We had a receptionist here who used to have this, bring out her Wendy's with lots of onions and stuff, and the office just reeked. And we said, you know, we built a lunchroom in the basement because we have a full kitchen in the basement of the building. It's a full working kitchen. And we said, there's like a lunchroom down there. So I want to eat at my desk. Oh, it was awful every day. The stinky onions all over the office. I don't know what else was in there, but it didn't smell good. But, she didn't want to move, so she didn't. Here are the top things that anger us on a daily basis. People who cut in line. Line cutters. When people are rude in general. People who don't listen. Being put on hold. People who act like the rules don't apply to them. People who text and drive. And people who don't say please and thank you. How about not turning on your lights when it's dark outside on the car? So today I move over from the right to the left lane, and I believe I cut off a car, but he had no headlights on. I didn't see him. He's driving in the dark with no lights. And the whole time he was behind me, he never had lights on. I mean, you think you would realize you don't have your lights on when you pull up behind somebody real close. I must have cut him off, but I couldn't see his car. I mean, it's dark outside. First of all, it's snowing or raining. It's dark outside. This guy had no lights on. There were no lights on the street I was going down. So the other thing that kind of annoyed me yesterday, and it's really nobody's fault. I can't blame anybody for what happened. But maybe I have to wait. Now I'll tell the story. So I had a problem with one of the bills. Not really a problem, but I didn't like the fact they were charging me for something that they probably shouldn't have. Only because they quoted me a price, and then the price was all of a sudden changed. So they said, well, your insurance company. So I kept saying, but you, when I went to get the doctor's office, went to get the CT scan, you told me this is what it was going to be. Yeah, well, at the time we didn't know, blah, 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 blah. I said, but we had a deal. I said, what is this going to cost? You told me. And I said, okay, then. And then after it's all done, you send me a bill for a lot more money. Well, yeah, and then the insurance company, he kept going in circles and circles and circles. And I said, get me to a supervisor, please. So they did. And he explained it, and I knew I was going to wind up having to pay it. And he said, yes, what you got was the deductible, but there's actually another process where the insurance company, you know, goes through the whole rigmarole. He explained it well. So I said, you know, you did a good job in explaining it. But the first person, just reading off an index card, and it just infuriated me. I told you it was not going to be a good morning. It's 6:29 at WRJN Radio, hometown radio, refreshed a civic media station.
You're listening to WRJN Racine, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Devil's Advocates radio show.
It's 2024. Welcome to Matt Nair on Air, coming to you live across the Civic Media Radio Network. I'm Jane Matt Nair.
And I'm Greg Bach.
Join us Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon as we break down the news and share some laughs along the way.
We're talking to politicians, we're talking to community leaders, and we're talking to anyone who has a story.
And we occasionally get a visit from an umbrella cockatoo. Join us for Matt Nair on Air Monday through Friday from 10 a.m. to noon.
Lots of data, lots of numbers released this week in the USDA 2022 Census of Agriculture, and some of it speaks to Wisconsin agriculture. I'm Pam Yonke, starting you off before the opening bell on a Thursday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Jason Mungnaini is the Executive Director of Government Relations for the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation. As soon as the report was released, he started to parse through it, looking for trends about Wisconsin agriculture specific. And he said it didn't disappoint, but maybe the numbers you hear will.
In terms of Wisconsin numbers, we saw some bright signs that, a lot of new and beginning farmers are starting to outpace what we had. We saw some growth there. We saw an increase over our 2012 numbers in the number of female farmers and decision makers on the farm. So we've seen some high points, but the same data is kind of reflected from the national level in Wisconsin. We lost 6,300 farms in the last 5 years. We've lost almost 500,000 acres of farmland. Now, we're still in a top 10 ag-producing state, but we slipped into the 10th spot.
Jason Mungnaini, Executive Director of Government Relations with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau Federation, he said this information is going to be a critical staple as they move forward, not only in continuing to develop the current farm bill, but future legislation here in Wisconsin as well. Now, markets in overnight electronic trade, shockingly low. Nobody's getting any trade action this morning. We'll talk about it in a moment. Fabulous Farm Babe, glad to be joined in studio today by Doug Munson. He is the gentleman that is working in conjunction with the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board to make things happen here in the state of Wisconsin. What starts in Wisconsin can have a ripple effect across the United States.
That's what we always hope for, is what are those ripple effects? For every dollar that's invested, it's a return of $12.34. How those investments really bring value, they can be debated or they can be looked at in many different ways. Biodiesel brings, I think we say, over a dollar. Now, years ago before inflation, we'll say it was 63 cents to a bushel of soybeans that brought that value. Whether it's 63 cents or it's $1.34, which we've heard as high as that amount, that's a huge amount of value to your bushel of soybeans. So those are the things that are ripple effects, right? That can start in Wisconsin or sometimes at the national level, but have big, big impact in the world of soybean.
Doug Munson, in studio with me on behalf of the Wisconsin Soybean Association and the Wisconsin Soybean Marketing Board, the financial driving force behind our research that's done here in the state of Wisconsin. For more, pop on over to cornsoyexpo.org. Barrel cheese dropped 2.5 cents yesterday at 157.5. A big 7 cent drop in block cheese, down 7 to 151.5. AA butter was up 0.5, 271.75 per pound. And again, remember, China's still celebrating its Lunar New Year, and Brazil also out on holiday this week as far as international trade's concerned. I'm Pam Yonke.
News, talk, and sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
A little light rain and snow this morning, then gradual clearing. We'll get to a high of 37 by late this morning, and then temperatures are going to drop back into the low 30s here by late afternoon. The wind, northwest 10 to 20, gusting to 30 or 35 here by later today. Tonight, cloudy 24. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy 31. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside now, it's 35.
Think you'd like working with us at Civic Media? We're having fun and moving fast to preserve hometown radio across Wisconsin. If you have the right skills to join our team, let's talk. Civic Media is a proud equal opportunity employer committed to diversity and inclusion, along with the growth and development of all current and future employees. If you're interested or are part of an organization who wants to know more, go to our website, civicmedia.us. and click on the Careers tab.
News, talk, and the sports that made Wisconsin great. Packers, Bucks, and coming in 2024, the Brewers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
My wife and I, we have two wonderful kids. And
and another kid. And the majority of your kids are good, man. Now, we have two kids, I'm joking. They're both wonderful. I love being a parent. You get to say sentences when you're a parent that people without kids would never get to say. That's an actual sentence that came out of my mouth the other day. Buddy, don't try to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. Actual sentence I had to put together and aim at another member of our species. My son was sitting at the table with his arms up. Actually, he was trying to push a plastic cup of fruit juice along the edge of the table, pushing it with his chest. How can you not admire that kind of effort? People without kids would never get to say anything like that. Charlie, try not to balance your fruit juice between your chest and the table. You know, it does seem rather precarious. You know, when I set that on the table, it seems more solid underneath. That's what I was thinking. Thanks for pointing it out. You're welcome. Continue with your proposal. You gotta have kids.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
It's 6:37 at WRJN. I'm Don Rosen. I want to thank you for joining me here on this Thursday morning. Well, after some rain and snow and slushy yuck outside, gradual clearing today with a high near 37. So it's all going to melt. Increasing cloudiness, lows 24 tonight. Cloudy with a high near 30 tomorrow. And Saturday and Sunday, sunshiny with a high in the 30s. That's nice. Tonight, the Bucks in Memphis to play the Grizzlies, 7 p.m. on WRJN Radio. But right now, let's have some news from our news center. Stuart J. Waddle's keeping track of all our stories this morning. And in the news, the snow accumulation is hit or miss in the area. Some of the southeast Wisconsin areas experiencing wintry conditions, with folks further north getting a buildup of the white stuff. Where it's come down is a wet, slushy mess. Roads are impacted. They're slick. The National Weather Service had the winter weather advisory, including Waukesha and the Milwaukee counties, but excluding Racine and Kenosha and the counties along the state line. A man accused of pulling the trigger in last year's New Year's Eve shooting at a Racine bar will go on trial. Abdullah Rashada, 25 years old, was bound over for trial yesterday for the 2023 homicide at Reruns Lounge. A 56-year-old Billy Petty was shot and killed, with Rashada charged with five felonies. Another victim of the New Year's shooting was Avery Rerun Stewart, 66 years old. He owned the pub. Rashad is the only accused person with Petty's death. The Racine pastor charged with sexually assaulting young girls may or may not face justice in Racine County. The Racine Journal-Times reporting that Burnaby Leon Alvarez bonded out of jail. He was then taken into custody by federal immigration officials. In court, prosecutors tried to raise his bond to prevent deportation, but ICE took him into custody after he paid a smaller amount, triggering deportation proceedings. He's charged with two counts of attempted sexual exploitation by a therapist, repeated sexual assault of a child, and child enticement. And the First Lady is in Titletown tomorrow. Jill Biden will visit Green Bay tomorrow, scheduled to speak about college and career readiness at the Rail Yard Innovation District. It's another sign Democrats consider Wisconsin important to the upcoming election. The latest Marquette Law school poll shows President Biden with a 44% approval rating in the state of Wisconsin. Stuart J. Waddle's watching the stories for us this morning. And if I can spit them out, you'd actually hear them. Thank you, Stuart. Stuart's keeping an eye on our news today. You can hear them throughout the entire day today right here on WRJN Radio. We'll update those stories and add more. Coping with a serious illness can be overwhelming. Where to turn for help? Fortunately, in our area, Hospice Alliance is known for award-winning care covered by Medicare and many private insurance plans. When seeking hospice care, ask for Hospice Alliance, the award-winning community-based nonprofit that gives back to education, services, and grief support. To learn more, go to hospicealliance.org. That's hospicealliance.org. Coming up in the next hour, 7:06, our good buddy, Mike Bino is going to be here. Mike is the editor. I think he's the founder and publisher, too, but he doesn't like to use that title. So we'll just call him editor of Our Wisconsin Magazine, a high-gloss publication. They don't make magazines like this anymore. A high-gloss publication. It's all about Wisconsin with beautiful pictures across the state, stories from residents. Fun contest. It's a great magazine. It's called Our Wisconsin. And the reason I like to talk about it is my wife and I have been subscribing since the first issue. We're real close to the first issue, I think. And it's just a wonderful magazine, and it celebrates the state of Wisconsin like, I guess, no other publication has ever. So we're going to talk to Mike Bino coming up about the latest issue of Our Wisconsin. All right, a woman named Karen. That's a tough name to have these days. One of my doctors and one of my receptionists at one of the doctors I go to, I told you 2024 is the year of the doctor for me. Her name is Karen. And when I went to see her last year, I said, Karen, oh, that's a tough name to have these days. She goes, tell me about it. Anyway, a woman named Karen says their name is ruining their love lives. They're getting 31% fewer matches on dating apps than last year and 33% fewer responses to messages they send. Who started that whole thing a couple of years ago when Karens were the complainers and troublemakers? They call them, oh, you're a Karen. Where did that start? For who gave the name Karen? Why wasn't it, oh, you're a Priscilla. Oh, you're a Gloria. How did the name Karen get chosen for female troublemakers? For guys, you're a Darren if you're a big mouth troublemaker. Yeah. Oh, you're a Darren. You got Karens and Darrens. Who decided on those names? A guy in South Carolina caught on surveillance cameras stealing packages off porches. And when they went to court the next day, he wore the same shirt that was in the video. Police haven't released what charges he's facing yet. So this guy's caught on video stealing packages and comes into court with the same shirt in the video. He deserves to get caught. Let's see what else we got here for you today. There's a new website called breakupshop.com that will dump someone for you. For $10, they'll send the person a breakup text. For $30, they'll do it over the phone or with a letter. You know what? If you're going to break up with somebody, have the guts to do it yourself. Come on, you don't pay someone to do it. A survey found the worst things guests do when they visit your house. Here they are. Staying indefinitely. Snooping. Showing up without warning. Bringing an extra guest without running it by you first. Critiquing your home. Making a mess. Smoking inside. Being too loud, eating too much of your food, and not offering to help with the chores. I got to say something. In all the years I'm on this planet, I never had someone come over the house and do any of these things. Never. Of course, I don't usually have a lot of people coming over our house, but when I have, I've never had any of this. Have you? I don't know if I mentioned it on the air or I mentioned it off the air to one of my guests. When Jim Messier was in here talking about Nelson's variety stores, my wife and I brought some, we bought some plastic bugs, like tarantulas, you know, plastic, but they look real. We bought a bunch of bugs and stuff. And we have one in our medicine cabinet. Now, what we do is we kind of scare each other with them. We'll put them on the floor or something in the bathroom. So in the middle of the night, you're going, ah! And you know we have them, but you still see it and you get, ah! Where you put him in the bathtub, you're ready to turn on the shower. Ah, there's a tarantula. We have one in the medicine cabinet, and we just never took it out. It's just in there. But what's going to be interesting is someday if we have a guest over and we hear him scream, we'll know they were snooping in our medicine cabinet because we put a plastic spider in there. It looks real. It's scary. It looks like a tarantula. It's big. So maybe do that if you have guests coming over. Stick a plastic bug or something in there. And if you hear a scream come from the bathroom, you know they were snooping in your medicine cabinet. It works. Here's a survey of the top lies parents tell their kids. I got some my parents used to tell me. Santa Claus is watching. You better be good. He's got an eye on you. How about this one? Can we go to the carnival today? We'll see. And you know the answer is no, but we'll see. Are we there yet? We're almost there. And you know you have about 3 more hours to go. Oh, how about this? Oh, I don't want to leave yet. I'm having a good time. Oh, we'll come back some other time. And you know they have no intention of coming back. How about this one? Carrots will improve your eyesight. My parents used to try to get me to eat vegetables all the time by quoting scientific theories that really had no basis in fact. One of them was carrots will improve your eyesight. Now, beta carrot, I don't know. Well, carotene, is that what's in there? They act like if you eat carrots, you don't have to wear glasses. Well, I love carrots. They're my favorite vegetable. And here I am with thick glasses on. So that's a lie. And how about this one? Your parents say, tell the truth. I always know when you're lying. Well, if you knew I was lying, why are you telling me to tell the truth now? Remember when you were a kid? I want that toy. And your parents would say, we'll come back and buy that toy another time. You know they're not going to do it. Mommy, can we buy this? Oh, I didn't bring my purse with me today. I'm sorry. You got your purse with you. It's right on your arm. I can see it. And remember when you used to make a scowl on your face when you didn't get your way? And your parents would say, if you keep making that face, it will freeze like that. Oh, I heard that one before. But my parents made, how about this one? Eat the crust on your bread. It's the healthiest part of the bread. What? What scientific journal did my mother read that in? That it's the healthiest part of the bread. Was there some like medical journal that they said the crust of the white bread is the most healthiest part of the bread? Oh, my parents told so many things to me. I can't even begin to think of all of them. But are we there yet? I remember once we were going to Niagara Falls, and we lived in New York. And I remember seeing a sign, Buffalo, 400 miles. Now, I didn't know where Buffalo was, but I know 400 miles is a big distance. And I said, how long is it going to take? Not long. Well, 400 miles is a long trip. But I remember my mother and father saying to me, my father said it to me, it's not that long. It says 400 miles on the sign. And we're going past Buffalo to Niagara Falls. So it's going to take a long time. That was a lie. The Tooth Fairy stuff. Yeah, but you let that stuff go. You know, the Tooth Fairy stuff. There were a lot of lies my parents told me growing up. Did I forgive them for it? Yes, I did. I forgave them for all the stuff. They did it. How about this one? We're doing it for your own good. You know, and all the things I can look back up in my life, nothing was done for my own good. It was done for your own good, not for my own good. But I got news for you. My parents, you know, told me if you, you know, I wanted to be in radio, they said, you smoke, you're going to ruin your voice. So I never smoked. Never picked up a cigarette in my life. So maybe they were right. Here's a fun fact. In 1983, before Michael Bolton was famous, he auditioned to replace Ozzy Osbourne as the lead singer in Black Sabbath. Could you imagine Michael Bolton as the lead singer in the group Black Sabbath? Wow. No, I can't. He's a great singer, but I can't imagine him in Black Sabbath. An elementary school in France had to institute a ban after parents kept throwing their kids over their 6-foot fence to get them there so they wouldn't be late after the gates closed. So they're not allowed to do that anymore. You would throw your kid over a 6-foot fence just because you got him in late? A woman on TikTok going viral after she made a video cooking a steak. Here's how she did it. I don't know if this works or not, but she put the steak in a toaster, pressed the lever down, letting the toaster do the work. She took a bite. Looks okay. I saw the picture. Looks like a cooked steak. She stopped putting the toaster. Must have been a small steak. Must have been thin, too, to get in the toaster. I know. I wouldn't do it. But it's interesting. Interesting concept. It's 6:49 at WRJN. After some morning snow and rain, gradual clearing today, highs near 37. Increase in clouds, lows 24 tonight, cloudy, highs near 30 tomorrow, Saturday and Sunday, sunny with a high in the 30s. Right now it's 33 degrees at 6:49 at WRJN. Hometown Radio refreshed.
You're listening to WRJN, Southeastern Wisconsin's home for the Todd Allball Show.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Connecting the dots between the left and the right. Rational Revolution with Chris Elfine. Saturdays at 2 and Sundays at 1 on 99.9 and 98.1 FM and 1400 AM WRJN and on the Civic Media app.
Missed your favorite show live on air? It's easy to find what you enjoy wherever you listen to podcasts, including Spotify, Apple, and Google Podcasts. And we're always streaming on TuneIn and the Civic Media app.
You're listening to News Talk and Sports for Racine and Kenosha, WRJN.
You wander around on your own, little cloud, when you don't see the why or the wherefore. Disagree, 'cause to reason is not what you care for.
Me again. 6:52 at WRJM with Petula Clark. You know, when she first came on the scene as a singer, because she was an actress back in the 40s in England, people didn't know how to say her name. There were DJs saying Petula Clark, Petula, before she was introduced as Petula Clark. But yeah, if you see Turner Classic Movies from time to time, they'll write an old movie from the 1940s, a British war movie or something. She's in it. She's in a lot of them. She was an actress. Now, in more modern times, she starred in some big hit movies. She was starred in Finnegan's Rainbow as one of the leads with Fred Astaire. And she was very good in Finnegan's Rainbow. And she also starred with Peter O'Toole in the musical Goodbye, Mr. Chips. Which was an okay movie. It was a musical based on the classic movie, Goodbye, Mr. Chips. So she's done some acting before. And that's how she started off. But she had a lot of hit songs, Petula Clark. My favorite Petula Clark story is the one on Seinfeld. When George isn't paying attention to his boss. And his boss is talking to him. But the boss goes into the bathroom, men's room. And George doesn't follow him in. And George misses the whole conversation. And he says to George when he gets out, remember, George, it's all happening downtown. So George and Jerry start reciting the lyrics to Downtown by Petula Clark to figure out what the boss is talking about. Only if you saw the episode would you know what I'm talking about. It's 6:53 at WRJN Radio. Don't forget tonight, the Bucks will be in Memphis to take on the Grizzlies 7 p.m. on WRJN. And coming up at 7:06 this morning, we're talking to Mike Bino from Our Wisconsin Magazine. We'll talk about the latest issues, everything covering all four corners of the state and the center of the state, too, of Wisconsin. It's Our Magazine, Our Wisconsin. So we'll talk to him coming up. Switzerland is going to stop letting businesses deduct on their taxes the bribes they pay. And you can't do that anymore. I guess I had to pay a bribe to a city official, and I'm deducting that from my taxes. A bride complained about the dress she bought on social media. Then the staff from the bridal shop told her she was wearing it inside out. Oh, how embarrassing. What? Nobody at her house was able to tell her that? She was wearing it inside out? What's one thing you could afford but refuse to pay for on principle? Here are some. Hotel Wi-Fi. They make you pay for that in the hotel? I don't think so. ATM fees? Yeah, I won't do that. Carry-on bags and drinks for girls who appear right next to you when you're standing at the bar. I don't go to bars. I don't drink. So, but yeah, I guess if there's a beautiful woman sitting next to you, I'll buy her a drink. Or how about the girl says, he'll pay for my drink. How about that one? Let's see. Oh, by the way, they disappear right after you pay for their drink. That sounds like something would happen to George Costanza. According to research, there are three reasons why, or you know who that would happen to? John Cryer on Two and a Half Men. According to research, there are three reasons why you should dress up for work every day. You make 10.5% more money. You'll be more confident, which makes you more likely to get promoted. And it makes people think you have good communication skills. Now, I'm wearing a nice shirt today. Nice. I'm dressed pretty nice. This is a beautiful shirt I'm wearing. And there's nobody here. There's never anybody here. Unless I have an in-studio guest. Today, my guest isn't in studio. But when I have an in-studio guest, I always make sure I'm showered, shaved, and cleaned up with a nice shirt on. Other than that, there's nobody here. The building's empty. So why should I get dressed up? But I do. I get dressed up today. I always get dressed up. I feel better about doing, you know, coming into work when I'm dressed up. I'm not making 10.5% more money doing it. Here are a few things women wish men would do on first dates. Actually ask them out. Not just say, hey, you want to hang out or chill? Actually ask them out. Say, would you like to go on a date? Admit you're nervous as well as the lady. Put your phone away. Let's repeat that one. Put your phone away. One more time. Put your phone away. Hold the door for her and pull out her chair. That you'd think that would be common, right? Common sense. And don't examine the bill like you're itemizing what each person ordered. When the bill comes, we're on a first date, pay it. If the price looks about right, don't sit there with your calculator like you're, you know, making out your taxes and try to figure out. And don't, you know, go berserk over the tip. Here's how you figure out the tip. 20%. If you can't figure out, just do 10% and double it. That's it. Or they say if you take the tax and double it, that's about right. But don't, you know, start getting all, you know, over the top about the bill. Just pay it. Looks good on a first date. And don't go to a food court or anything. They don't have food courts anymore, do they? And I don't think the malls, there were no malls around anymore. Well, maybe Southridge. Don't go to a food court. According to research, these four things can make you look dumb at work. Using emojis in your email, telling inappropriate jokes, using profanity, and never asking for advice. I thought if you ask for too much advice, they don't like that. That's what I heard. I guess it's okay to ask for a little bit of advice. Scientists may finally have figured out why we get hiccups. They found newborn babies get the hiccups because it helps teach their brains how to regulate breathing. And once we grow up, the hiccups stick with us, even though they don't serve a purpose anymore. I had the hiccups recently, right? I just, it was like, not lasting a long time, but it was a lot. I mean, every day I had the hiccups for about a minute, a couple of times a day. Now, ever since I started looking up the hiccups on Google, I haven't had any. I've gone 3 days without the hiccups. But my wife said, you know, that has to do with electrical impulses in your heart, and, you know, that could lead to heart problems, and, you know, you're in big trouble if you start hiccuping, you know. So she got me all upset about it. So I started Googling it to see what was going on with my hiccups. And ever since I did that, didn't have hiccups anymore. All right, we're going to check news at the top of the hour for you. Get you all up to speed on what's going on. I don't know if you even want to hear it. It's kind of depressing. But anyway, you should know what's going on around you. And then we're going to talk to Mike Beano from Our Wisconsin Magazine. Have some fun there. After some rain and snow this morning, get that slush off your car. And your steps may be slippery. That slush is slippery. When I was going down my porch steps this morning, it was slippery. Hold on to the railing. Increasing cloudiness tonight, lows 24. And cloudy tomorrow with a high near 30. Sunshine all day Saturday, all day Sunday with a high in the 30s, maybe reaching near 40 on Sunday. Don't forget the Bucks in Memphis to play the Grizzlies in NBA play tonight, 7 p.m. on WRJN Radio. 6:59. Hometown Radio refreshed. A Civic Media Station, WRJN.
Like a touchdown on your radio dial. Yeah! And home of the Packers. 1400 AM and 99.9 and 98.1 FM, WRJN.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack, but not with ZipRecruiter. Its powerful technology actively finds and invites qualified candidates to apply to your job. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you the needle in the haystack.
See why 4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. That's ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Your home for the Packers.
1400 AM WRJN Racine, 99.9 FM W260CV Racine, and 98.1 FM W251BU Kenosha.
And streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.